Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
News anchor. Aaron Rodgers has no business discussing his personal health in contradiction to Der Fuhrer. And now we go to Big Bird, who reminds us children need to get that vaccination. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was a meme, and it's so true. Aaron Rodgers is speaking about his own personal health, and people are, how dare he? How dare he go against the grain? Terry Bradshaw, who's a couple of others. And I'm thinking to myself, Terry Bradshaw, no offense, but you need to just shut up. Your time in the spotlight of the NFL is over. And whether it is or it isn't, as my grandmother said, I'm a grown bud man. She would say she's a grown bud woman, and she would use a different word in describing things. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am a grown bud man, and I will speak my mind. I will say what I want to say, whether you like it or not. I don't really care. So, lots to discuss, as usual, too much to discuss, to be honest, but I will say this, I'm going to be visiting, and I'm just going to give you my calendar for a little bit of time. I'm visiting a group of guys in Florida over the weekend so we can smoke some cigars and bring sanity back to the world. Now, we aren't the Bilderbergs, but we do plan to solve the world's problems with some stogies. And I'm looking forward to that. So, Bob, thanks for setting that up. And I want to also thank Stu for setting up a golf event for me so I can play Valspar, which is probably way too nice of a course for me to play. But I appreciate the guys. Look forward to seeing you here in a few days. So, what are we going to be talking about? Well, I don't know. We could be talking about racist trees, which I talked about the other day. We could be talking about the racist highway system. And here's what's funny about the racist highway system, the way Buttigieg is describing. Well, you know, we'll get to it. But what cracks me up about it is he says, well, the interstate system was set up to be racist. It would bypass black neighborhoods or whatever. And what's funny to me is that Buttigieg still says he believes that there are black neighborhoods. In other words, black people are living in these neighborhoods because that's where they live. And the highway system is set up to where it bypasses these so-called black neighborhoods. And it reminds me of Joe Biden, who said he used to go to the black parts of the black sections of his town. And he would lecture black men on AIDS and black women that they could say no. And so these people, I would have said to the transportation secretary Buttigieg, hey, well, listen, Pete, I'm just curious. Do black people have to live there? Another curiosity. Do any white people live there? And, oh, by the way, if black people are being cordoned off and the highway system set up in these various locations the way that they are, who did it? Did Republicans do it? Because I don't think they did. And my final point, Pete Booty Boy, is that the system that's been set into place, if you decide you're going to dump people off the highway into black neighborhoods, are you going to be responsible for the results? Are you going to be responsible for the increased crime? Look, let me just put it to you this way. There's a place in East St. Louis, which is actually in Illinois. The highway system will dump you off there, because it's right before you cross the water, the bridge to go into St. Louis City. If you get off on any of those roads in East St. Louis to get gas or whatever, you're likely to get killed. It is a dangerous exit. And here's the problem with East St. Louis. There is no safe place. The city is dangerous. It's next to St. Louis, North St. Louis, East St. Louis, and North St. Louis are the most dangerous places in America. And I want you to understand what I'm talking about. St. Louis, 3 weekends ago, had the same number of murders over the weekend that Chicago did, and it is 1/8 the size. So if you understand that stat, you get an idea of just how deadly it can be to live in St. Louis. North St. Louis, if you forget the rest of St. Louis, if you take North St. Louis as a little area, it is probably the most dangerous area of the country. Second, I mean, a close second would be East St. Louis. And here's what I'm telling you. It dumps you off the freeway system. If you take an exit in before you get into St. Louis, any exit that you cross into that when you dead highway dumps you off, puts you in East St. Louis. And there was an instance where a family was on a trip. They get dumped off in East St. Louis, and the father stopped at a convenience store, and he was killed. It's not a foreign thing for that to happen. You're just a mark. And let me tell you, if your GPA is smart, if it's a truly smart GPA, it will tell you, go further to get gas. Don't stop in this area to get food. Keep on driving. But Buttigieg is wanting to dump people off into these crime-infested areas because the racist system, you know, transportation system is so racist. Now, let me ask you. Have you heard the NAACP, Jesse Jackson, the National Urban League, any of the Congressional Black Circus clowns ever talk about transportation being, racist or segregationist or whatever? Ever. I have never heard that. So here's a guy that his job is to fix the roads and bridges and figure out where traffic goes. And one of the first rules of things that he does is he finds racism in it. A dude, by the way, who in his own town is mayor, little town mayor, was accused of doing, it's crazy, you didn't treat your blacks right. Well, now he's going to make amends, right? He's going to settle it all up for black. But, hey, listen, I'm going to get my little woke part of the transportation system, and I'm going to remind everybody of how cool I am and how woke I am, and I'm going to discover the racism that lies therein. Can you imagine if everybody took that as their premise when they go into government? Is I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to find the racism, I'm going to find the sexism, and I'm going to find the homophobia. Hey, for all we know, Pete Booty Boy, the transportation system was designed to exclude gays or to exclude women or to exclude Guatemalan midgets. I mean, let's just keep digging and see what the roads and bridges were done to stop people from becoming successful in America, because isn't that what it's all about? We're supposed to find the oppression. Folks, if you're understanding my sarcasm here, you understand this. They should be focused on empowering people, but they aren't. They're always looking for a way to make people feel even smaller. Oh, here's more racism, black people. Not that you haven't had enough, but here's even more reasons for failure. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pill sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want the list of things that are considered racist? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to give you the list of things that are considered racist, and you let me know your thoughts on this. Wow. This list is amazing. It's amazing. I'm glad you guys are sticking in there with me. I'm talking about the latest thing that got added to this list. And for the record, I'm looking at an article. It's under SaveJersey.com. It was a 2019 July article written by Matt Rooney. And he apparently documented what was racist. And he says, the great Thomas Sowell, black conservative commentator, once observed that the word racism is like ketchup. It can be put on practically anything, and demanding evidence makes you a racist. That's hysterical. So he says, we've begun building the definitive list of all things racist for your benefit. And yes, ketchup made the cut. So here's where he started. Classical music. Did you realize that classical music was racist? Facial recognition technology is racist. There are links to this. So where somebody wrote about it, okay? Don't think I'm making it up. And I gave you the reference, savejersey.com. Jingle Bells is racist. Just in time for Christmas, we can now remind ourselves of how racist it was when the guy that wrote Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through this. I'm trying to remember the lyrics because I don't get it, but it is racist. So let's just be clear about that. The White House. Obvious, right? Despite the fact that it's a big White House. Yeah, it should have been called, I don't know, something else. Who knows? Not a plantation home or something. Peanut butter and jelly. Racist. Maybe these have been torn down, but nope, they haven't. Washington and Jefferson memorials. Happy Xmas, war is over. The expression sold down the river is racist. The expression long time no see. Did you guys know that? I did not know this. I will never greet anyone again with long time no see, bro. You know, whatever. The Declaration of Independence, of course, that's racist. I mean, as is the Constitution, right? The Christmas song. What is the Christmas song? Is that the one? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire? I think it is. I like the Nat King Cole version of that. Anyway, Star Wars and Darth Vader. Darth Vader. Of course Darth Vader's racist. Big old black dude. Ominous. I mean, you know, intimidating. Come on. Peanut galleries. Indian sports mascots, of course. Voter ID laws. Mm-hmm. God Bless America. You know the song. God Bless America is racist. Land that I love, stand beside her. Invite her through the light with the knife from above, from the mountain. Anyway, I'm trying to think of the lyrics, but there's got to be the N-word in there somewhere, right? God Bless America. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I know it's in there. I don't have time to sing the whole song. Okay, what else we got? The National Anthem. Of course the National Anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light. I mean, come on. Totally racist right there. Do I have to go any further? Yeah. Oh, say can we see by the dawn's early light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all figure it out. Police officers. Ketchup. He seriously has a link to ketchup being racist. What else we got? The legal system is racist. Disney's Dumbo. The English language. Of course, people should be speaking Ebonics by now. I don't even know why I'm talking to you and white people talk right now. What else we got? Republicans. Yeah, sure. Of course they are. That's why I'm a Republican. Chopsticks. Think about that one. The Gadsden flag. Well, come on now. Yeah, of course. Animal House. The movie Animal House. Opposition to illegal immigration, of course, is racist. That's racist against the Latinos, who, by the way, may get reparations before black people. Zoning laws are racist. All white men, of course you white men are racist. I'm trying to save you, but I can't. You got to save yourselves, white men. Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. They use the N-word in that book. You know this, right? Standardized testing. How are you going to test black people with a standard when the standards are written with white people kind of standardizations and stuff? I mean, come on now. Gucci, racist. Prada, racist. I have a little bit of that racism in my home. Not much. Buildings named after white men. But we already covered that because white men are racist. So stop naming buildings after white people. White men especially. Don't even name them after white women because it has to be the right white woman. Don't make it a Republican woman. What else we got? Conservatives. City bicycle rentals. Huh. I've never rented a bicycle from in the city. Well, maybe that's why. Because it's racist. Dress codes. Racist. I think so, too, because a black man should be able to wear his pimp outfit without being stereotyped. Self-driving cars are racist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? You don't want black men driving cars for you anymore? You don't want no black chauffeurs? What's up with you? Okay. What else we got? The United States of America. Racist. Yes. Kellogg's Corn Pops. Tell Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden was assaulted by Corn Pop. He was a bad dude, man. At Corn Pop, he was a bad dude. Mathematics, racist. Oh, I already mentioned the Constitution, but why not bring it up again? You know, bunch of old white men wearing white wigs, making laws for everybody. Huh? What's up with that? Aunt Jemima products. Do I need to say more? Aunt Jemima? any television show or movies without a major non-white character. Of course. And by the way, if you kill off the black man early in a movie, racist! What else we got? Fast food, commercial advertisements featuring fatherless black families, Steve Martin's iconic King Tut SNL sketch, pornography, racist! I did not know this. I'm not big into porn or anything, so I wouldn't know. Peter Pan, The Jungle Book. Come on. Come on now, Rudd. Come on, Kipling. You knew what you were doing. Okay, Dr. Seuss books, liquor stores in majority-minority neighborhoods. Now, if your liquor store is in a white neighborhood, it can get an exemption from racism. I just want to say that. I want to be upfront about it. I want to let everybody know this. Okay, the American flag. Racist. There's no black in that flag. There's no pan-African colors in that flag. Clearly racist. What else we got? Betsy Ross's flag. Tipping. Oh, tipping. Racist. Yeah, don't do it, black people. That's why you get great service, right, when you don't tip. The expression, no can do. Had no idea. Racist. Food pyramid, pet dogs, medical physicians, ride share, and grandfather clauses. And let's not forget master bedroom. That's not on the list. Lots of racist stuff. But Pete Buttigieg, he's going to fix all this, folks, because old Pete says he's going to change the transportation system. And for black people, he said he's still surprised when he points out the fact that the highway system was built for the purpose of deciding a white and a black neighborhood. Pete's still living in that anachronistic time frame where he believes that there are still black and white neighborhoods. No, Pete, there are just neighborhoods where black people assemble. They can get out if they stop voting Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A trio of states are suing to keep a public health rule in place, which has been used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants. caught at the U.S. southern border. Attorneys generals in Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona call the end of Title 42 a man-made, self-inflicted calamity. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich saying putting an end to Title 42 would put too much stress on border patrols, social workers, and other safety networks.
More Americans are going to die, and more taxpayers are going to have to pay for, you know, everything from health care to education benefits as the system gets overwhelmed.
A new cyber bureau is being launched by the State Department. The Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy will take on diplomatic issues relating to technology in a move to modernize the department. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Speaking to reporters at Fort McNair Monday, President Biden condemning recent mass killings in the northwest Ukraine town of Bucha, Biden wanting Russian President Vladimir Putin to be held accountable in a war crimes trial, but says more information and details must be gathered first. Meantime, President Biden says United States will provide Ukraine with more weapons as they continue their fight against Russia. The travel nightmare continues on Monday with more flights being canceled after a couple thousand were scrapped because of bad weather over the weekend. FlightAware reporting at least 500 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far. Spirit Airlines has been the most impacted with 27% of its flights being canceled. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked to you guys about this phantom racism that's out there, and it's now to the trees, right? Because Kamala Harris wants to track the ethnicity of trees. We talked about it the other day. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Phantom racism. Racism everywhere. Everywhere you see, the leftists are absolutely obsessed with the subject of race. And the reason is they're racist. And they think that it can keep you off kilter, and it has for decades. But if you're listening to this program, I hope that we've softened you on the idea of worrying about race all the time. White people, black people. Look, here's a dirty little secret. There are a lot of black folks that really don't want to hang around black leftists. They don't. They don't even have anything culturally in common with them. I'm just being honest with you. And I, luckily for me, I grew up culturally black and white. That's what I talked about in my first book. I mean, everybody I knew had nicknames. I never understood it. Even as a little kid, I was like, why do we call him Uncle Pistol? What's his real name? Darren? I have an Uncle Pistol. I have an Uncle Square. I mean, Uncle Pooka. Do y'all think these are the nicknames? My grandfather's name was Pooka. Hardly anybody called. The only person that called my grandfather by his name was my grandmother and younger people who knew him, where he was like their uncle. That was it. Everybody else called my grandfather Pooka. And I never understood it. My uncle, his real name was Osby. They called him Obi. Now, I get that. That's just like a shortening of the name or whatever. But everybody had a street name. June, I had a cousin. They called him Junebug. Born in June. And so I would watch these cop shows, and they would be like, what's your name? When I got arrested for identity theft. And they said, what's your name? I said, Kevin Jackson. Give him my license, Kevin Jackson. Okay, great. And, you know, they're plugging me into the system, and they go, well, do you have any other names you go by? I go, no, Kevin Jackson. And they go, yeah, but like other names. And I go, I don't have any other names. I don't have any nicknames. I have nothing. I go by Kevin. This cop asked me this like 5 times. I go, why do you keep asking me if I have... And then it dawns on me, because he's used to dealing with street Negroes who, yeah, man, they call me Blue. I'm Hatchet Man. And I go, look, I just go by my name. Put that in your system, okay? If you ask me again, what are the names I go by, I'm going to go, oh, that's right, I got a new name for you, Kevin Jackson. I don't have any slang names. I don't have any street names. You know, slinging names. You know, hey, what's up, Boo Boo and BB and Ray? I mean, no. That's it. Anyway, look, the point is, I knew both sides of it. My grandfather would go and gamble. We went to San Antonio. We would leave the ranch. We'd go to San Antonio because my grandfather would find a game. And that was the way he made extra money. He and my uncle, we called it hitting the streets. They would hit the streets, and my uncle was shot dice, and my grandfather played Monty. And then when he would come home, my grandmother would say, it would be like going to the casino. My grandmother would say, how'd you do? And he never told her the truth. He would go, I won a little, which meant he won a lot. And if he came back and he was just kind of like, she knew he probably lost. I mean, that was the way. It was just the way. It was the way it went. Way of the streets. Anyway, there's this racism, though, that's out there that people don't understand. And I've told people this. The names don't matter. You may... not even know these people that make this, which is why this story I'm about to tell you is even more interesting. And I'm telling you, white folks, pay attention, okay? This is a public service announcement to white people. This is from page 6, if you want to look it up. Ramona Singer's behavior may have cost the Real Housewives of New York fans their beloved reunion. And now page 6 can reveal the alleged comment launched by Bravo's investigation into racism. Yeah, they investigated this. I want you to understand, we live in a country where a reality TV star, Ramona Singer, Real Housewives of New York, she lives in freaking New York, one of the most heterogeneous cities in the world. You can't get more diverse in every way. And look, I don't watch the show. I'll tell you this. If there's any problem that Ramona Singer has, it's her whole culture, this idea that she's better than other people. I don't know her. I don't watch the show. But I'm saying that if there's anything that she suffers from, it's classism, not racism. Classism. Anyway, they say, a production source exclusively told us that Singer, 64, reputedly said, this is why we shouldn't have black people on the show, in reference to Ebony K. Williams. Now, I know Ebony because she used to work at Fox. And I will just tell you, in my little short interactions with Ebony, she's a handful. She's a handful. When Ebony... left the show right as I was coming on to become, left Fox right as I was coming on to become a contributor. And she's kind of a very opinionated, cute girl, very opinionated in her way, and sort of has a sister girl mentality, but you don't look at her and see it. And anyway, she left Fox, went on to go on to do some sports and stuff, and she's built a career. Good for her. And I knew she was gonna, I'm telling you, she's that type with you, and oh yeah, she's gonna push the envelope. She's an Omarosa type. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, she gets, leaves Fox. I don't know whether she was fired or left of her own accord, but she leaves, goes to do this sports thing, and somehow she's now on this, Rich Housewives of New York. And somebody, and I'm going to tell you this, I don't even believe that this lady, Ramona Singer, I don't know her, but I'm going to tell you my assessment. She's white, and she's being accused of racism, and she's being accused of saying that this is why we shouldn't have black people on the show. Which, like I said with Michael Brown, when they said he reached his arm out of his cop car vehicle and grabbed the 6'4", 300-pound black guy by the neck, I call BS. There is no way in H.E. Double Crooked Socks that Ramona Singer, a white woman living in New York, who's on Rich Housewives of New York, would say such a statement about a black chick. And here's what she said. I never said that. It's a terrible lie. It's very disappointing that even after my name was cleared, that people want to slander me. So they did an entire autopsy of this statement. Singer noted that she signed a confidentiality agreement, therefore couldn't share her side of the story. And page 6 says, we're told Singer had to undergo sensitivity training in the wake of the incident, but a second source told us that all Housewives cast members go through such programs. This is ridiculous. Williams, the first black star of RHONY, which I don't know what that is, had no comment. Bravo did not immediately return the request for thing. But here's what I want to tell you. See, this is the type of person that Ebony is. She will create this kind of controversy, pull the race card, knowing that you can't do anything about it. And I warned you, white folks. I said, you let this go too far, forget your kids. Your kids are not going to have jobs. Because it doesn't matter how smart, how great they are at their job. One low-life, silly Negro on the left can come up and say, I overheard him talking. He used the N-word at the water fountain. And the person will be like, what are you talking about? That's it. Go to HR and your box will be packed by security and waiting for you. This is where you're headed. A second source confirmed that the lawyer had filed a complaint against Singer after she heard about the racially insensitive comment. After she heard about it, the network took the allegation seriously enough that it launched a third-party investigation into the complaint. Singer was ultimately cleared of any wrongdoing, though Williams was reportedly dissatisfied with the investigation's findings. See, this is why, if you want to know why black folks don't get hired, this is it. See, why would you want to create that kind of controversy for yourself? I wouldn't. When you bring people, and look, Ebony Williams is just a perfect example here, but there's a bunch of them. When you bring people like that into your fold, you're bringing a cancer. These are people that don't know how to just go and do their job and be good at it. That's the controversy, and it's a shame.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Deep feeding. Insanity. That's what we are doing these days. That's what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, then specifically on the radio show. And I'm glad you are a part of it. I hope you share this with others because it's medicinal. It's Dr. Feel, except I'm Dr. Feel Good. Dr. Feel Good. 844-551-8255. Defeating insanity. I know it's Kevin, that's very trite. you know, you're trying to be, you know, funny or what, clever. No, I'm not. That's what we do. That's what you defeat. That's what you try to do every single day in your life. The people don't put it, no, you don't think of it that way necessarily. You're just trying to defeat insanity. Or you could say, well, I'm trying to promote sanity. Either way, it works. One's more positive. Kevin, we're promoting sanity. Good for you. Sometimes to promote sanity, you have to defeat insanity. Good versus evil, right? You promote good, you don't promote evil. It's such a simple concept, but it is true. Look, and we make it political, but it's really, really ideological. You don't want crazy in your life. You don't want chaos. How many people do you know like crazy? You ever had a crazy mate, a crazy girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever friend, LGBTQIA friend, plus friend? You ever had a anybody that was crazy? And you were like, yikes, don't want to hang around that person. Maybe you didn't even know they were crazy initially, and you found out they were crazy. I don't know what they had. And I'm not trying to make fun of people that have schizophrenia or bipolar or whatever, but whatever it was, you were like, whoa, I'm not used to that. Do you embrace it? You go, man, that was fun. Let me go back and get some more crazy. Can I find another girlfriend that'll jump out of my car while it's moving? All because I was asking her about, you know, some stupid question. I mean, crazy stuff. Just for the record, I had a girlfriend that did that. All because I said, I thought we'd already planned this. And then next thing I know, she was crying, jumped out of my car, and then, you know, needless to say, I did not embrace crazy. I got away from it, and a year or two later, she called me up and said, I'm really sorry, I was bipolar. Oh, wow, okay. So that was a new warning bell for me. Anybody, I'm bipolar, okie dokie. You learn to avoid it. And again, I'm not trying to I'm not jumping on anybody that has these issues. I feel sorry for people that have issues where they can't feel the exhilaration that I feel every day to be alive. We had a JV coach. I never played for him. He was a sadist, a total sadist. But he would say things every day before football practice. Great day to be alive. And, you know, I thought, well, okay. After doing 2-a-days in the hot Texas sun, I didn't feel quite the same. But now that I reflect, it is a great day to be alive. And I don't say it just because being above ground on terra firma makes it a great day to be alive. I say it because I feel that way. I cannot wait to get to voicemail messages or pick up the phone of a friend calling or somebody that reached out to me or reading your messages or, you know, getting your books or your CDs or your letters or your checks in the mail, whatever. I cannot wait. Every day I get up going, it is a brand new day. And though it's routine in some respects, no, it's not. But you know what I avoid? I avoid crazy. Yeah. Yeah, what do you say, you know, when you run into these people? Oh, they're cray-cray. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Can't cope. And you know who can't cope? Leftists can't cope. Leftists have a way. They escape themselves into these deep, dark areas of their mind that you go, where would you come up with that? How could you possibly think that? And you know what happens when a person can't cope? They don't want you to give them a solution. They don't want you to go, well, you do know that there's an easy... there's a fix, then leave me alone. And they get crazy, and you know, okay. I know you've dealt with people like this. I watch enough of these shows to know the pathology of the crazy brain. People that hoard. Again, I'm not getting after. I'm not mad at people that have these issues. I've even learned to understand the underlying issues. I've gone all Dr. Phil and learned about different things. And then when you're doing this type of thing, I do, you research stuff. And I get it. But that doesn't make it, that doesn't make me go, ooh, I understand hoarders, so if I ever become a hoarder, I will understand why. No, I want to live where I can enjoy my furniture and, you know, I don't see rat droppings on everywhere and cat poop and dog poop and I'm climbing over mountains of debris just to go to, you know, a bed that I've got tucked away by. You know, I've seen the shows. They can't cope. You ever watch Intervention? That show where people lose themselves in drugs. Let me tell you, the majority of drug addicts, I don't have to get Rasmussen or Zogby or anybody to tell me this. The majority of drug addicts are people who are leftist, Democrat, so-called progressives or whatever. People who would not vote for Trump, people who do not support or condone your lifestyle, who are struggling mightily in their own but are quick to tell you how to fix yours. The majority of drug addicts are leftists. I don't need anybody to tell me that I'm right about that. That's a fact. I don't need any polling. So when you look at crazy, you say to yourself, Kevin, did you see that spending bill? I'll tell you two crazies. One, we've been saying this for decades. And two, it's only gotten larger. And it's only gotten more nutty. Consider, folks, that we spent trillions of dollars of emergency, and I use my finger quotes, money on Wu Flu, and now they got a budget that's trillions more. And it includes a civilian climate corps, or as Obama would say, corpse. Civilian? How civilian will AOC's civilian climate corpse be? Bureaucracy, hiding under the guise of civilian. Who's going to run it? What bureaucrat will be responsible for it? If you think there's anything, quote, civilian in this government that the government puts together, you are out of your mind. No task force, no nothing. The only thing civilian is what gets created by we the people. Oh, what is the other thing? Eviction. Right? They had cut off the eviction. Now they've issued an eviction moratorium that extended it another 2 months because this is what Biden's give back to the hungry, the huddled masses yearning to be free. Stay rent free for 2 more months. Okay, capitalists, you get to take it in the shorts for another couple of months. Let me ask you this question, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How long could you go? How long could your business go without receiving any income? If that's what you do, if you own an apartment building and people in that apartment building have all declared that they're going to be part of this farce of Wu Flu and they don't want to work, blah, 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 so you're not getting paid, how long could you go? Would you do maintenance in a building that you're not making money on? And I could go on? Yes, you would, because you're required to by law. You think Biden cares? Of course not. Bureaucracy, man. That's what Democrats are good at. They manufacture bureaucracy. The jobs report. Employers added 330,000 positions for the month, a sharp deceleration from the downward revised 680,000 in June. It is also well below the 653,000 Dow estimates. June's final total fell from the initial estimate of 692,000. Markets fell after the report, and Dow futures down nearly 120 points, blah, blah, blah. And they tell you where the gains occurred. Let me tell you the silliness of what we're even discussing. We have a demented fool, a clown, who's supposedly running the economy. He's not. Other people are doing it on his behalf. They don't know what they're doing. They're they're throwing darts as good as anybody else. And here's what I can guarantee you they're not doing. They aren't creating real jobs, manufacturing jobs. They aren't doing things that inspire companies to want to invest in America. And you are watching the very quick decline because Joe Biden hasn't hit any numbers since he was installed in office. And he's not going to. So we got more crazy. And the thing I can't understand about it is it's cyclical crazy. It isn't like we have to go, I wonder what's going to happen in the next jobs report. I wonder what's going to happen in Chicago over the weekend.
Yeah, I wonder what AOC will say next. You know it's stupid. It's bad news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.